This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Here in Washington, the House of Representatives goes public with its impeachment inquiry into U.S. President Donald Trump next week. There will be a national television audience. The background, transcripts of private testimony from administration witnesses who concluded what Mr. Trump wanted in his dealings with Ukraine was indeed a quid pro quo. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports on the drama contained in the transcripts.
In transcripts of their interviews last month, former White House Russia adviser Fiona Hill and Lieutenant Colonel Alexander Vindman describe extraordinary scenes. They include Ambassador Gordon Sondland telling Ukrainians they need to investigate the Bidens in exchange for a coveted meeting with the president. They're the latest transcripts detailing what Democrats say was a clear abuse of office. Hours before they were released, the president insisted none of the testimony worries him.
In no cases that I see have I been heard.
He's preemptively bashing the public hearings Democrats will start next week. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Self-exiled Cambodian opposition leader Sam Rainsy says he is returning home from Paris today to rally opponents of Prime Minister Hun Sen. The 70-year-old Rainsy is the founder of the banned Cambodian National Rescue Party. He fled 4 years ago following a conviction for criminal defamation. Hun Sen, whose government has arrested dozens of opposition activists in recent weeks, has characterized the actions of Rainsy and his followers an attempted political takeover. Lebanon says its banks are closed until Tuesday amid the paralysis of political and economic turmoil. Lebanese banks reopened last week after being shuttered for 2 weeks because of anti-government protests aimed at getting the government to resign. Police in several cities in Bolivia joined anti-government protests Friday. The demonstrations began last month, sparked by the disputed re-election of President Evo Morales to a fourth term in office. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in Berlin to mark the anniversary of the toppling of the Berlin Wall used strong language against Russia and China Friday as he condemned the kind of tyranny once practiced by East Germany when there was a wall dividing East and West. Emer McCarthy of Reuters filed a report on Pompeo's words.
Today, Russia, led by a former KGB officer stationed in Dresden, invades its neighbors and slays political opponents. In China, the Chinese Communist Party is shaping a new vision of authoritarianism, one that the world has not seen for an awfully long time.
Pompeo was speaking in Germany to mark 30 years since the fall of the Berlin Wall, the Cold War's most potent symbol.
That was Emer McCarthy of Reuters. President Trump next week welcomes Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan to the White House. The visit comes just weeks after Turkey launched an assault on Kurdish fighters in Syria, longtime allies of the United States against Islamic State terrorists. U.S. lawmakers from both parties have slammed the president for his announcement that he plans to withdraw most U.S. troops from Syria, and Democrats are also blasting the Erdogan invitation while Turkey continues its attacks on the Kurds despite a U.S.-backed ceasefire. Health investigators at a hospital in the state of Pennsylvania say a waterborne germ that killed three newborn infants stemmed from feeding equipment. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Geisinger Medical Center in Danville, Pennsylvania, is apologizing to the families of the three premature babies that died and the other five sickened between August and late September of this year. DNA testing detected Pseudomonas bacteria in equipment that's used to measure breast milk that came from donors. The hospital says it's now switched to single-use equipment to keep bacteria from growing. Pseudomonas is common, but it poses a bigger risk in fragile patients. One family's already filed suit, and a second family is consulting with the same lawyer. I'm Jackie Quinn.
There will be a burial today for the last of nine Americans who died in this week's ambush killings of three women and six children in Sonora, Mexico. Christina Langford Johnson was gunned down after she jumped out of her car to show the attackers she was no threat to them. She was shot twice in the heart. Her seven-month-old daughter, Faith Marie, was found unharmed in the back seat. President Trump has rejected China's claim that Beijing and Washington have agreed to roll back some of the tariffs each side imposed on the other's goods during their ongoing trade dispute. Mr. Trump said Friday he has not agreed to anything. More news online at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.